KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. A veteran linebacking corps will try to help the Iowa football program return to its winning ways this season. James Morris, Christian Kirksey, and Anthony Hitchens all enter their senior season. But Morris says as a group, the linebackers don't rank very highly yet.
Just because the records, the wins and losses associated with us, but you know, we got an opportunity to change that, and obviously we want to be remembered well and thought highly of, but that's not just going to happen. We got to win some games, and we got to be a part of those games, so that's one of our goals, you know, as a unit.
All three of the linebackers saw the field as true freshmen.
We're all close friends. We have great chemistry on and off the field, and things are pretty seamless when we're out there in terms of communicating. You know, we know how to communicate with each other, you know, verbally and non-verbally, so it's a luxury to be able to do that because, you know, I've played football and not had that with my cohorts. So it's really nice, and it's something I cherish, and hopefully it translates to some good play.
Morris believes the Hawkeyes will be an improved team this season, and he hopes the one-loss record reflects that.
And I don't know the answer to those questions right now. I know what we want to be. You know, we want to have a chance to win every game we play in, you know. And other than that, I mean, we're just, you know, speculating or giving people locker room material or inflammatory statements that I'm not going to make. I can just tell you that we want to be the best team that we can be, and we're going to do everything we can to give ourselves a chance to win every game we're going to play in.
Well, the Hawkeyes open up their season August 31st at home against Northern Illinois. You can hear that game and all the other Hawkeye games live here again this season on KJAN. Well, the NCAA has ruled that a Middle Tennessee football player who spent 5 years in the Marines will be allowed to compete this fall and that he will have 4 years of eligibility remaining. It's a reversal from the NCAA's earlier decision to rule Stephen Rhodes was ineligible because he played in a recreational league during his military service. School officials had said earlier on Monday that they were working with NCAA officials to try to come up with a solution. In NFL notes, Blaine Gabbert has been tabbed as the Jaguars' starting quarterback for the season. That despite the fact that he'll miss the rest of the exhibition season with a broken thumb suffered in Saturday's game with the Jets. Also in the NFL, the Buffalo Bills have released longtime kicker Ryan Lindell. The 36-year-old Lindell spent the last 10 years in Buffalo and is the most accurate kicker in Bills history with a field goal percentage of 83.3%. That release means that rookie Dustin Hopkins has won Buffalo's kicking competition. The Chiefs and the 49ers have pulled off a trade involving wide receivers. John Baldwin now belongs to the Niners, while the Chiefs got A.J. Jenkins in a swap of disappointing first-round picks. Giants receiver Victor Cruz received bruised his left heel during last night's exhibition game against Indianapolis, but it's unknown when he'll return. Center David Bass sprained the medial collateral ligament in his left knee, and his status will be gauged on a weekly basis. Titans tight end Delanie Walker has passed his physical and been removed from the physically unable to perform list. Walker, who had arthroscopic surgery on his left knee at the end of the off-season program, was signed as a free agent this off-season from San Francisco to replace Jared Cook, who left for St. Louis. Dallas Cowboys running back Lance Dunbar has a sprained left foot, putting his availability for the season opener in jeopardy. Coach Jason Garrett says Dunbar is certainly out this week and will be day-to-day after that. The New Orleans Saints have terminated the contracts of reserve quarterback Seneca Wallace and receivers Steve Breston and Patrick Creighton, and they placed defensive end Kenyon Coleman on injured reserve. Out to baseball now, where Matt Carpenter hit an RBI single with two outs in the eighth inning, putting the St. Louis Cardinals ahead during a four-run rally Monday night in an 8-5 win over the Milwaukee Brewers. The Cardinals got seven of their 16 hits in that big inning, capped by David Freese's two-run double. St. Louis won for the ninth time in 11 games. Aramis Ramirez snapped a 1-for-18 skid since returning from the disabled list August 13th with a two-run homer off of Michael Wacha in the seventh, giving the Brewers a 5-4 lead. It didn't last long, though. The Cards erupted in the eighth off reliever Brandon Kinsler. Edward Mujica, who was unavailable during the weekend series in Chicago because of a tired arm, pitched the ninth inning to grab his 32nd save of the season. Elsewhere in the National League last night, Philadelphia beat Colorado 5-4. Cincinnati downed Arizona 5-3. It was Miami over the L.A. Dodgers 6-2. Chicago beat Washington 11-1. Pittsburgh over San Diego 3-1. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 4-3. Texas over Houston 16-5. Cleveland beat the L.A. Angels 5-2. Oakland over Seattle 2-1. In interleague play, the New York Mets beat Minnesota 6-1. Boston downed San Francisco 7-0. In Pacific Coast League baseball, it was New Orleans over Iowa 3-2. Memphis beat Omaha by a score of 7-4. Well, there's yet another chapter in the Alex Rodriguez scandal. A lawyer for Rodriguez has declined MLB's challenge to make public evidence that led to the 211-game suspension of the New York Yankees star. MLB Executive Vice President Rob Manfred wrote to lawyer Joseph Tacopina on Monday, urging him to waive his client's confidentiality so the documents could be released. The letter was revealed on NBC's Today Show, where Tacopina said evidence against Rodriguez would never stand up in court or before an arbitrator. Tacopina was annoyed the letter was sent to NBC instead of to his office, calling it a cheap publicity stunt and a trap. He also said a waiver would need the union's approval. Manfred said the league would disclose all drug tests and all prior violations tied to Rodriguez, plus any documents linked to whether Rodriguez obstructed MLB's investigation of the Biogenesis Clinic. According to the letter, which was released by MLB, Rodriguez's side also would be able to disclose documents. Rodriguez is playing, pending his appeal, which likely won't be decided by an arbitrator until at least November. A former college classmate sued Ryan Braun, saying the Brewers slugger sought his help in fighting a failed drug test, balked on paying him, and then disparaged him when asked why their friendship soured. Milwaukee law student Ralph Sasson said Braun's agent hired him in November of 2011 to do legal research aimed at clearing Braun after the left fielder tested positive for steroid use. The agent later asked him to investigate the man who collected Braun's urine. Braun personally asked Sasson to prank call two journalists working on a story about the failed test, according to the lawsuit, which was filed last month in Milwaukee County Court. Braun was the first baseball player to successfully challenge a drug-related penalty in a grievance. He accepted a longer 65-game suspension last month in the Biogenesis investigation. In other baseball news, the Los Angeles Angels say slugger Albert Pujols is done for the season because of an injured left foot. Pujols hasn't played since July 26th and was hoping to return when his partially torn plantar fascia healed. The 33-year-old Pujols hit .258 with 17 homers and 64 RBIs this year. This is the first time the three-time NL MVP finished with fewer than 30 home runs in his 13-season Major League career. Also in the majors, the Tampa Bay Rays have activated outfielder Desmond Jennings from the 15-day disabled list. Jennings fractured his left middle finger while sliding in a game August 3rd. He's hitting .258 with 11 homers and 40 RBIs, along with a team-high 17 stolen bases. The Boston Red Sox have promoted 20-year-old shortstop Xander Bogaerts from AAA Pawtucket in time to open up a three-game series with San Francisco. Manager John Farrell said he might give Bogaerts a start as soon as tonight. Reliever Brian Wilson has been activated from the disabled list by the Los Angeles Dodgers after being sidelined since April of 2012 because of an elbow injury. The former All-Star closer is mounting a comeback from Tommy John surgery. He'll be available for the start of the Dodgers series in Miami. Washington has acquired outfielder David DeJesus in a trade with the Chicago Cubs for a player to be named later. That deal bolsters Washington's bench as it tries to make an improbable late run for a playoff spot. Coming into the day, the Nationals trailed Cincinnati by 9.5 games for the National League's second wild card slot. And in racing news, the 2013 Sprint Cup season is over for Tony Stewart. The three-time Cup champion will miss the rest of the season because of broken bones in his right leg. He'll be replaced in the Stewart Haas No. 14 car by Austin Dillon and Mark Martin. Stewart is expected to return in time for preseason testing in January of 2014. Stewart broke his right leg in a Sprint Car crash August 5th in Iowa. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.